What's up, what's up, what's up? This is the Black Screenwriter Podcast, Episode 3. So today we're going to talk about contest a little bit. The sun is out, which is rare. Yesterday we went to an autism gathering. It was an autism walk. It was nice out, and we had a great time. A little bit of follow-up. Netflix is, I read an article, and it said Netflix was interested in going into the exhibitor business, which means that they would go out there and put theaters up. Excuse me. I actually think that's a good idea because the theatrical experience is really what it's all about. I mean, whether you're a fan of movies or a filmmaker, that's kind of what it's all about. And it's been that way for 100 years. Also, there's an independent movie by Deion Taylor. It's called Traffic. Get out and see it. It's a thriller. And it's to support independent filmmaking. Deion Taylor is a filmmaker who has been putting it down for years from Northern California. And it's an independent movie, and I'm a probably from this point on, if there's an independent movie out there that I want you guys to take a look at, I'm going to probably be mentioning it. Contests. So here's the thing, in my opinion, on contests. Contests can be, they can be a great thing. It could be a great motivator, but for the most part, you don't want to bank, everything. You don't want to bet the house on whether you can place or win a contest or not. Now, here's why. the contest is based on the reader. And what happens with the read, for the most part, is based upon what the reader, felt that day or that week or that, at that hour that they're actually giving your screenplay a read. I mean, they could have had a bad day. It transpires over to the read and your screenplay sucks to them. Or they could have had a good day, a great day, and they had sex with their significant other, and you could have a shitty screenplay and they give it the, they give it a thumbs up. So it's really not a big indicator of what's good and what's not. I guess what happens is if 20 people read your screenplay and 17 think it's good, then likely, the screenplay, I won't say it's good, it can get made, but likely the screenplay has elements that a lot of people, were able to understand and, follow. And that's kind of what it is, because at the end of the day, someone has to, excuse me, fall in love with what you're doing for it to work. If you're in a relationship, you can say, yeah, this person's cool, this person's great, but two people have to fall in love with each other for it to work. And that's sort of the way it is with writing. When you get a project that, you start passing it around, it gets passed around, people are really enjoying it. And the other thing is, I still think the connectivity of the relationship is what gets projects made more. So there are projects here and there where nobody knew who wrote it and it just knocked everybody's socks off. But for the most part, people gravitate to things from people that they already know. So Executive B knows writer A, and Executive B reads it, really kind of looking for positive things. When somebody doesn't know you, when you get that, let's say you kind of get them, I say trick them into reading your screenplay, because that's basically what you're trying to do when you don't know someone. Whether it's a query letter or you get a phone call, you're really trying to trick them into reading your screenplay by whatever means necessary, You're trying to get them to do something and react to something that they know nothing about. That's why I say trick. But they, if any of you guys ever talk to an executive or a manager, an agent, and you're talking to them and they're like, I give it a read. And when you get that, it's almost like You know, and that's to me, when you listen to interviews and people go, well, when there's a typo on the first three pages, I know it's going to be bad, which is bullshit. You know, people that are coming up in the industry, they make mistakes. They don't learn right off the bat that you got to bulletproof the thing and you got to read it 50 times and you got to get a fresh set of eyes to read it two or three times. Then you read it 25 times and you get another fresh set. They you know, when a guy or a woman is new to the writing game, it takes them a while to get that, because what usually happens, and I've done it way, way back, is you're so excited that somebody said they'll read it that you know, I got to hurry up and get it off, or I got to FedEx it back before the email was the thing. And before you know it, you read it afterwards and realize, you know, you got a typo in the frickin' title pages. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're sending something to someone who doesn't know you, and you wait the 6 to 8 weeks or whatever. And then you find out they've totally forgot about the phone call, didn't read it, didn't do anything. So in my opinion, it's about not necessarily the rush to get somebody to read it. It's more about getting to know people and stuff like that. In contests, it's very hard to get to know anybody, because everything is in cyberspace. You know, you shoot an email, they give you a you know, confirmation, and then, you know, you're just kind of waiting, twiddling your thumbs, and you should be writing and not waiting. But again, I think with contests, they're cool. Use them as motivators, but move on. You know, enter maybe one or two, and then after a while, you know, three, four years later, you should be out there in your network. The hell with the contest, because at some point you have to move on, because this thing is in levels, and you never say never, and no one says knows anything. But you want to be, you know, you want to advance and move the needle every time you can. You don't want to, if you're looking on Craigslist, writing gigs in 2017 for connects, for potential opportunities, you don't want to be doing that in 2019, especially if nothing's happened in those 24 months. You want to keep moving the needle. And again, I know, I remember someone telling me they had a friend and had been entering contests for 10 years, and finally they got a quarter finalists, and they were happy and celebrated. And my thing is, that's great. And not to hate, but it's like, frick, you've been writing for 10 years and you finally got quarterfinals. It's just too long of a egg in one basket scenario. You know, you do contests for the first year or so, and after that you move on, you go to film festivals, I would say. Contest is cool, but then you start hitting the film festival, take your business cards, not your screenplay, and just start saying hello to people and shaking hands and networking and stuff like that. Then once you get to know somebody and they know that you're a real person and this and that, then the well, what do you got? It actually means something at that point. It's like, I can't tell you the countless times I've sent, you know, I talk to someone on the phone. You don't know what they look like. They don't know what you look like. You have a good conversation. Yeah, we'll send it over. I'll get to it. And 8 months later, and, you know, they haven't even read it. 10 to 1, they probably just totally forgot. Because when you don't know somebody, they don't usually look at you like you mean something. They're all human. So they'll give you 5 minutes of their time. And then once they hang up, man, most of the time they totally forget about the conversation. So you guys keep that in mind when you're out here soliciting your material and trying to move your career forward. So that's that. I wanted to give an email address. And as I said before, I wanted to get a dedicated email to this platform. But for now, if you got any questions, you can email questions at info@atriskent.com. info@atriskent.com. You can check us out on Instagram at Scared of Police, on Instagram at Scared of Police. And usually there we just throw up screenshots of, you know, interesting stories and let people take a look or whatever they want to do. So with that said, hope you guys enjoyed the episode and take care.